Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Beer news for you. Budweiser is no longer in our country's top three beers. I guess there was a time. Was there a time at one time they were number one? I don't know. But anyway, of course, it's a well-known brand, but it's been losing its footage in the beer market, you know, and so many of the microbrews and the IPAs and everything have taken over. But Budweiser no longer among the top three best-selling beers in the country. Miller Lite knocked it out of third place. Now, Bud Light sits in first place. Coors Light is in second. And as I said, Miller Lite now in third place. But it's the first time Bud hasn't cracked the top three spots since at least the 70s. And it's also the first time all three of the top-selling beers are light beers, which I'm not quite sure what that says about us. I mean, when the top... I'm sorry, the light beers I've had, I've never, ever had a light beer that I thought, wow, that's really good. I mean, most people that I know drink a light beer just because, you know, out of necessity. Well, I don't want to, you know, calories or whatever. But, I mean, if you want a honest-to-goodness, hearty, good-tasting beer, I don't know that you want a light beer. Again, just my opinion. And then I read this also, by the way. Bud Light supposedly might be buying a free beer for the city of Philadelphia if my Eagles win the Super Bowl. You see that? Yeah. I guess for everybody who's able, every, you know, legal drinking person in the Philadelphia area, I guess they would get a free Bud Light. I don't know. Oh, sure. You can't sell it? Give it away. Right?
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.